I think the speed of life is faster in Beijing than Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
And to some extent, it's more convenient because the shopping mall will open for the whole week. It will never close
on Sunday. Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, or after like 7 or 8 p.m., everything is closed.
Mm-hmm.
That will never happen in Beijing.
Yeah, how do you deal with these differences? Like, you say in Beijing, the way of life is a little more, is like faster. How do you deal with that when it's different in Belgium?
Well, I would say just relax. Don't be panicked.
Yeah.
And I think you just take time to get familiar with rules, like the opening hour of the supermarkets and how does the office work. Because the office, like the administration office in Brussels, it is not open for the whole day. It's just half of the day.
Oh, that's really nice.
So you also need to get familiar with that. But after you know all those rules, like the daily routines, then I think then you can, adjust yourself to
adjust
in routine.
Yeah, because adjusting yourself, I think, is quite important to be able to have a happy time when you're in another country. But how do you keep your connection that you have with your home country? What do you do to stay connected and stay true to what you're used to? Do you like cook Chinese dishes for your friends or?
Yeah, we'll celebrate our traditional festival together. For example, the Spring Festival and the Moon Festival, we'll cook dinner together.
Oh, that's nice.
And also, I think social media is one of the most important way that connect us with our home country.
Yeah.
Especially we have our own social media, like WeChat and Weibo. It's similar to Facebook or Twitter. Social media, I think, the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. And you've been here for about a year now. How do you make yourself feel at home? Do you go out with your fellow students a lot? Or do you do something else?
Yeah, I think I would try to join different events here. For example, different conferences and music festival, and we have a lot of guided city tour here in Brussels, and travel around Belgium. I think all those events will make me know more about Belgium, and the more you know about the place you live, then the more you feel like this is your home.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to attend those things indeed. And if you go home from the events and you think about the place you live in, like the house or the dorm, what is the ultimate thing that you think makes a house a home?
Well, I think as for this question, I think me, myself, is the most important thing to make a place a home, you know, because I'm not very, I'm not care a lot about the physical stuff in my place. I think it's more about the feelings you have.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so it's more about the feeling for you than about like objects or anything.
Yeah.
No. Thank you, Liang, for talking with us today. I hope you're feeling really good in Belgium and in Brussels. And our reporter, Aram, has moved a couple of times too herself, 25 times to be precise. Read all about it on 21biz.be. This is Khalid.